Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I've got a lot to say about a lot of different topics. First and foremost, and I didn't mention this last week, although I meant to, former WWE star Rosie passed away nearly 2 weeks ago, and I would like to offer my condolences to the family and all of his friends who may or may not be listening tonight, as a lot of them are in this area. So, that being said, our condolences to Rosie's family. But on a happier note, let's talk about the National Wrestling Alliance. Apparently, over the weekend, a deal was struck between former Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan and the owner of the National Wrestling Alliance for Billy Corgan to buy the rights and the belts for the National Wrestling Alliance. And Billy Corgan, he's not exactly a new face when it comes to professional wrestling. Of course, he was involved with TNA before they dropped the TNA name and were bought out by Anthem, which, honestly, they should have sold to Billy Corgan, at least in my opinion. He also ran a professional wrestling company, I want to say in Chicago, and I want to say it was either called Resistance Pro or Revolutionary Pro. You know, I actually did not do my research on that name, which I should have done. But so he's not exactly a new face to professional wrestling. So I really hope he can turn the National Wrestling Alliance into what it used to be and actually maybe compete with WWE. I know that's a tall task. I know that's probably not gonna happen, but a guy can dream. Speaking of dreams, I want to give a shout out to my friends at Dare to Dream Productions. If you want hats, t-shirts, hoodies, basically anything that can be printed, they're the people to talk to. I know when I decide to have Matt Chat shirts made or Ace Diamond shirts made, that's who I'm going to be going to. So I suggest to all my professional wrestling friends, go to Dare to Dream Productions, get your stuff made there. And tell them I sent you. Maybe you'll get a better deal. You know, I recognize this number. And I believe it's a former co-host of mine. So I'm just going to confirm. Caller, you are on the air.
Sorry, my ears were kind of ringing. We kept talking about dreams, you know.
Yeah, I did say dream. You weren't exactly the direction I went with that, but in dream, welcome to the program. It's always good to hear from you, my brother.
I got to say the same to you, Ace.
So what's new in dream world?
Oh, my Lord, I am now one half of the SICW Tag Team Champions with Fat Man Rob Pitone. We just won both titles this past Saturday.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir. And this upcoming Sunday, I'll be in Saginaw, Michigan for UWA. Then May 13th is back to Indiana for NCIW, led by Bubba Brazil Jr. Then May 14th, I have the biggest match of my career. I will go on record saying that.
And what match is
When it's myself and Rob Pitone face, literally I've heard them be called the teams of the ward and one of the best team in the state of Michigan, but Monroe's MM3 and DBA.
You know, I've heard great things about them. I've never seen them in action, but
I have been in the ring with him and three once before. I've never been in the ring with her father, DBA.
I was going to say, I know they are a father and son team, but that's about all I know about them.
I have been training as hard.
That sounds like it could be a very, very interesting match.
I've been training as hard as I possibly can. I am hitting the weights. I got the gym membership. I've shed 15 pounds. I am drinking Slim Fast. I am doing everything physically possible to get ready for this match, and that's a shoot. As far as I know, Family Rob has actually tried lipozine just so that he can try and slim down and keep up with him.
Wow,
seeing DBA in action. I've been in the ring once before with MM3, but it wasn't one-on-one. I am just so excited. My fuel is pumping. And have you seen the flyer for this show? This is their 10-year anniversary. There's going to be Sean Daivari, Grant Hammer Valentine, Bobby Fulton, ICP's Violent J. They're all going to be in.
It's going to be big. I actually have seen the flyer for it a couple of times.
And I am, it is so mind-boggling to see where things have gone for myself. Like, I don't mean to sound arrogant by any means, but I started this business May 19th, 2009. and May 14th, 2017, I am in a high-profile match on IBW's 10-year anniversary show.
That is awesome, my friend.
And something else that's even amazinger, like, is that my good friend Dre Jacobs, somebody that I trained in his business with and grew up, he and him gonna be on that same show together. He's advertised, just he's gonna be facing Kev Sweet, Kev Sweat. I might have mispronounced that, but just seeing what on it at a rundown opera house, and we're on this high profile show together. That just, it's surreal, man.
It's very surreal. I can imagine. It's, as you well know, I got my start in that same rundown opera house. And,
it looks like you are now. You're the big money man for Mark Magnum.
That's right, and I hadn't even gotten to that yet. I was going to make that announcement here in a few minutes. Although I've made it all over Facebook.
I was going to say, it's hard to beat you to the punch on the podcast. I just always seen the post about it.
That's all right. For those that don't know what Mr. Dream is talking about, let me break it down here just a little bit. This past Wednesday, so a week ago tomorrow, I was contacted by Mr. Mark Magnum, who I've known for years, and I was told quite simply, "You're my agent now. Get me booked." So since then, for the last 6 days, I have been working nonstop, probably 16 hours a day. Trying to do just that. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like most promotions want to deal with agents. But I've got a few leads out there that might turn into something. So,
I know I'm a nobody. I don't believe I've ever had a bad match with Mark Magnum.
I don't think I've ever seen Mark Magnum in a bad match. And I'm not just saying that because I'm his agent and getting a percentage of his pay. I'm saying that because I don't think I've ever seen Mark Magnum in a bad match. But for anybody else out there who might be listening, who might want to acquire my services, you can hit me up on Facebook, on Ace Diamond, or if you know my other profile name, which I'm not going to give out on this show for reasons that anybody listening to this show should understand.
That's when you hit up Justin Dream, and he'll lead you in that direction.
Exactly. You can message me on either of my profiles if you know both of them. And
yeah, I got them.
We can, if you want to be represented by Ace Diamond, message me and maybe we can work something out. Excuse me.
Good one.
But so So what else you got going on after this, after these next 2 weekends?
Oh, well. I know that this upcoming June 2nd and June 3rd, I'll be wrestling for Crave here in Middletown. And, oh my, I love it. Like, today, one of the people, I'm not going to put out the names of anybody involved in the background or anything, but they actually stopped by my walk and told me, "You have an amazing match June 2nd. Just trust me." And then just left me on that. So I'm excited.
Don't you hate when people do that?
I do, like. So I got a blue ball as far as that goes. But, and then July 3rd, I believe it's Fight for Tessa in Toledo, Ohio. I won't say it's July.
That sounds like a good cause.
It is. It's, I believe she's a cancer patient. And I'm also something I'm very excited for that show is beforehand I'm attending the Michael Elgin seminar. Because that night he'll be going one-on-one with Dre Jacobs yet again. We are... It's good to see some of the people I grew up in this business, like, going places. And me and Dre, you probably heard the stories before. We've had heat in the past. Everything's good now. And we're just happy for each other, just being able to get our names out there. And I know he's doing a better job than I am at the moment, but I'm working on it.
Heard the stories. I've lived the stories, my friend.
Fair enough.
I was there. I've been.
But no need to go into detail.
Absolutely.
Everything's good. I'm on the bridge. Fine.
But I can honestly say it's good to see that you two have.
Heck, what some people might not know is the night that he was here at Crave Wrestling, going one-on-one with Paul Burchill. You remember that night?
Yes.
He stayed the night at my house that night.
That is awesome. So, you sound like you got a lot of upcoming events.
I'm so happy for it. I really am. I'm thankful for every opportunity I've been given. And like I said, I'm going on 8 years in this business right now. I don't consider myself a veteran by any means, but because I'm always learning. Everybody tells you that. You're always learning this business.
Well,
and
as your first manager as a singles wrestler, because I know there was that brief stint where you had Natasha Rivers as your tag team manager. But as your first manager as a singles wrestler, I can honestly say I'm extremely proud of you, and I'm extremely happy for the success that you've had. Oh, I had to readjust myself in my chair. Do what?
And like, but you know what I am still waiting on?
What's that?
And you know the answer to this. You might not think you know the answer, but you know the answer. I am still waiting for my Matt Chat interview.
You'll get it.
I'm still...
You'll get it.
one-on-one, it better be an hour long.
I don't know about an hour long, but, you know, I can honestly say it sounds like we're having it right now.
I'm talking about, like, one-on-one shoot interview style.
Oh,
answer
no,
any question.
No.
No?
No, we're not going to go there. That could get us both in major trouble. We both know way too much about things that could get us into some serious trouble if one or both of us says the wrong thing.
We'll save it for YouTube. Anyway, man, it's great hearing from you. It really is. I'm glad to see you're still trying to watch what I'm looking for. It's not so much be relevant, but still, like, somehow be involved in the wrestling business after you've had the past 2 years, had that difficulty. I'm still so happy to see that you're still staying around.
Oh, professional wrestling couldn't get rid of me that easily. You know how it is when it gets into your blood. It's.
What do you mean into your blood? It's your blood that falls onto the mat.
Exactly. You know how it is. It's like a drug. Once you get that first taste.
That's the closest thing I have to a drug is wrestling and screwdrivers.
Okay, it's like that first taste of alcohol. Once you get it, you're hooked. And once
hopefully
I get
you're
involved
illegal.
In the business,
I was
once,
off.
Once I got into the wrestling business, I knew that's what I'm destined to be involved in. The first time I ever ring announced, I knew I'm going to be involved in professional wrestling in some way, shape, or form till the day I die. Now, I will be taking a few days off. Okay, actually, I will be taking one day off in about 2 weeks. I will be taking approximately one day off. And if I can swing it, I won't even take the whole day off. But I will be having surgery on May 17th. And if I can get away with it, I will be back to work that night, working hard for my current client, Mark Magnum, and any other client who might want me to attempt to get them booked. But we're about out of time. I only set this episode of Matt Chat for a half hour. So we're about out of time. So once again, you'll be where this Sunday?
This Sunday I'll be at UWA in Saginaw, Michigan. Then the following weekend, the 13th, I'll be in Salem, Indiana for NCIW. It will be the SCIW Tag Team Champions versus their Tag Team Champions, the Russians, the winner-takes-all match. Then May 14th, it will be the biggest match. I guarantee you this. I'm putting every single thing I got into this match. And myself and Rob Fatone versus the Monroes, MM3 and DBA for the IBW Tag Team Championships.
sounds like it's going to be a busy couple of weekends for you.
Are those the best ones?
What's that?
Aren't those the best weekends, the busy ones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you're a professional wrestler, yeah, the busy weekends are the best weekends.
You chug how many miles you hit that weekend?
Yep. Of course, if it's me, I would keep track of how many dollars I made that weekend, but that's just me. So,
wise man once said, there's only two things real in this business, the money and the miles.
Absolutely. Isn't that the truth? But once again, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right, have a good one.
You do the same, my friend, and I'll be talking to you again real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Justin Dream. Be sure to catch him in Saginaw, Michigan, and in Indiana this Sunday and then the following Saturday, and then back in Michigan on Mother's Day. But we're about out of time. I want to thank Justin Dream. I want to thank I want to thank Justin Dream, because he's the only person that called in to talk. And I want to thank Dare to Dream Productions, of course. Don't forget Dare to Dream Productions on Facebook. Hats, t-shirts, stickers, anything you want. Contact them. They'll make it up. Also, bookmark Magnum. I may come up with an email address for that. And if you want to be represented by Ace Diamond, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, and we can work something out. So for Justin Dream and myself, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.